This week's dating advice comes courtesy of Alexander the Great.
Conquer your fear! And I promise you, you will conquer death! If you listen in, whoa!
Sing it back, whoa! Thank you very much for that, Alexander. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the Coyote Kahuna Show. You're with me, the Coyote, and...
myself, the Kahuna.
Great stuff. Okay, we've got a great show lined up for you this week. First up, I think we're going to talk about beauty pageants. As some of you may know, we have the Rose of Tralee going on in the wonderful County Kerry this weekend. So we'll be giving all of our giving you our news and views about everything that's going on in the kingdom this week.
Why? What's that divine there, Kuna?
You can wear it often as a man's best friend.
You might say we're an inch is a mile.
And we'll also be talking about this week breakups. And what is the best way to break up with someone?
Right, how to kick your...
or how do you kick that bitch to the ground?
Kick that unlucky lady. They're going to be so lucky for so long.
What's the easiest way to give the girl the flick, I guess? That's the...
okay, all right. So we've got all that. And then we'll have our usual spot. Grind my gears, all the things we love to hate, on the second half. So, lads, listen in. Ladies, look out. It's the Coyote and Kahuna Show.
This week's show is brought to you by Nikki Whelan, who many of you probably are not familiar with, but she's a 30-year-old Australian actress, probably best known for her role in Neighbours, which ended probably about 3 years ago at this stage. By the way, the reason we're talking about her today is that I was watching a movie during the week called Hall Pass, starring Owen Wilson, amongst others. A film that probably was critically vilified, I think, at the time. But I thought it was kind
probably
of humorous.
Legitimately so. No.
Probably. I don't know. It's about two guys who get
character a... character development wasn't great, huh?
It's about two lads who get... two middle-aged guys who get a week off from marriage, you know, to get to do what they want. Like, yeah. Because like, as I was saying to the Coyote earlier, basically guys think they can get any girl they want when they're with someone. And then when they're actually single, they realize that's not the case, really. Case in point right here. Anyway, she plays the babe of the movie, and she gets her tits out anyway after.
I was just going to say, worth it for that alone.
Exactly, yeah.
She's a tasty honey bunch.
So for that, if anything, it's worth watching. Also... that last season of Scrubs that nobody watched, she was in that as well. So, yeah, if there's a reason to watch that, there you go. That's it.
Keep an eye out for her. Yeah. So,
Nikki Whelan was the name.
Where's she from?
Australia.
They always turn out lovely beach babes, don't they?
They do. Yeah. Why are all Australians in shape? You know, it's annoying. Because it's always sunny all the time.
It's always sunny. They're always out surfing. You just get this image of them. Like, thanks for that. Thanks for that, Kahuna. Actually, yeah, I have a really fiendish thing for Australian women at the moment. Have you ever seen this program on E4, right? Called Balls of Steel.
No, I've seen it. It's on. I haven't watched it though.
Okay, right. It's this mad Australian program where they get people to go out and do mad things and try and embarrass someone else, and they just record the reactions. You know, it's like hidden camera. It's like being punked, but for ordinary people, right? Oh, there's this one particular babe, right? She goes around and she goes get. She goes does different things, and she goes out to take golf lessons. She goes into like a few different job interviews another week, right? So anyway, this week it was job interviews, as I said. And she's really hopping out. She goes in, she's just wearing a coat, right? And she goes in, okay, yeah, and what kind of work would I be expected to do? Oh, you've got a lovely place, blah, blah, blah. He asks her a question, and she'll answer it, and then she'll go, is there any particular dress code that's required? They're like, no, you can just wear whatever's comfortable. Oh, great. And then she stands up, whips off her coat, and she's butt naked.
Nice.
Oh, it's amazing. That's quite a long explanation, but...
do you think if we went to Australia, because neither of us have been yet, and would we discover that they're not all as hot as... not as hot, that's not the right word. But they're all not all as toned or tanned and in great shape as we think they are. Looking from...
I think Australians are really fiendish is that they don't let Ugmos on TV.
That's... yeah.
They don't have this fair use thing where it's just like, oh no, we have to put a minger on just like so everyone else doesn't feel bad.
Yeah, because...
they're just like, if you're not hot enough, fuck off.
Just taking in soaps, for example, you know, British soaps such as, you know, Carnation Street and EastEnders. they stick a load of munters on there.
Yeah.
Maybe, is that just because those people are attracted to the class of people that watch that show? In those instances? Yeah, because they stick on kind of like trailer trash types.
Yeah.
That's what the characters are supposed to be.
I don't know, there's never any need for a munter, like, you know? And well, I think the Australians have twigged this, you know? Yeah. Why does it have to... You don't have to put a munter on. You can just put a fucking babe on all the time, like.
And obviously from watching Australian soaps, there are no munters in
Australia.
There's
no munters. Not a munter in the house.
None in the country.
Even all the older people in their soaps, right? They were hotties when they were younger, only they've kept their character going the whole time, like. They have it sus down there, I'm telling you. Anyway.
Yeah, we got a bit sidetracked there, I think.
Yeah, but, actually, well, we haven't really. We're talking about beauty, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
nice segue.
Sweet. Okay, yeah, first up this week, we're going to talk about beauty pageants.
Yeah, as the coyote was telling us earlier, the Rose of Tralee is going on in Kerry at the moment. And just started yesterday. It's a 2-day thing, is it? Last night.
I think it's 2 days. And yeah, it's decided. Mind you, having said that, the Rose of Tralee isn't really a beauty contest, is it?
No, that's what they kind of try to tell us anyway. It's not. Well, if you watch it, you'll realize it's not.
It's not. Yeah, exactly. That's the point I was getting at. Yeah. It's more of a lovely girl competition.
It would seem as though. Actually, my sister actually entered the preliminary rounds.
Okay, very good.
In Dublin.
Yeah.
And it was actually funny. My dad said, well, she was the best looking girl there. But she, of course, my dad would say that.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
she probably was.
I don't know. But the reason she didn't get through was because the stuff that my sister said was about the kind of the charity work she was going to do and all this. What's the word? All this philanthropy kind of stuff that she's going to do down the line.
Yeah, okay.
While everyone else said the stuff that they're already done, you know? And that's what kind of set them apart.
I volunteered at an African orphanage and I read books to them.
Yeah, as I go travel.
Therefore, I'm an amazing person.
I've traveled around the world and volunteered, or I'm doing this for I'm doing a sponsored, whatever, I don't know, skydive or something, you know?
Yeah.
Or I did do a sponsored, you know, and that's the kind of stuff they're looking for. They're not looking for beauty.
Look for
personality.
Inner beauty.
Yeah, inner beauty.
Inner beauty. It's a beauty pageant. The inside. Yeah, what do you think of beauty pageants in general? Like,
I don't know. I suppose when I think of the words beauty pageant, I don't really think of Miss World and stuff. I probably think of those ones that, you know, American, middle American families enter their 5-year-old daughters in, you know? And,
of course, you know what I mean?
It's like it becomes the obsession that... They go from travel from Hicksville town to town, you know, trying to win these competitions.
Yeah.
And putting their daughters under, like, incredible pressure when they're between 5 and 10 years old. That's what I kind of think of. I also think of, like, you know, world peace stuff and
all that kind of
bullshit answers they give to these questions, yeah.
I have to say, when I think of beauty pageants, I do automatically think of the bathing suit competition. I'm not going to lie to you. I have these visions of all these really tall... slender, beautiful women walking down a runway in their bathing suit and a pair of heels with their sash on, you know?
There's a reason why I'm watching these more often.
They actually have an entire segment. They go through each individual and they go like, this was her on her swimsuit competition, you know? And they have pictures of her like lazing about in a boat in a bikini and just like trying to look like sexual without sexy, without looking sexual. If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh no, look, I'm not a piece of meat. I have a personality too in my swimsuit.
It's like sitting there in a swimsuit reading a book or something like that.
Yeah, exactly, I'm intelligent too. Look, when I put on glasses, completely different person.
What is the routine then of a beauty pageant? Is it, you know, you have your swimsuit and your evening wear and then you have your talent? And
do they have talents in this world? I haven't seen it.
I'd be very surprised if Rosanna Davidson came out and, like, I don't know, played a tune on a saxophone or something. You know? Did a comedy set.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So maybe not. So maybe it just purely is. Like,
beauty pageants, yeah. They have, well, obviously they ask them these really stupid questions.
Of course.
You know, like, what was it, a couple of years ago, was it 2008, 2009? It was a Miss America pageant, actually, and Miss California was asked a question, like, I think the question was something like, what do you think about the statistic that says 40% of American children cannot locate the United States of America on a map? And of course, she
infamously said, I personally believe, and then she went on to say that, you know, I think the lack of, well, with our wars going on in other countries and the lack of maps in schools and such, and she went on to say this stuff, you know, she's obviously a bit retarded, like, or she, or else her, she just froze under the pressure or something happened, but,
Have you ever seen Miss Congeniality?
No, I haven't. Why?
Starring Sandra Bullock. Anyway, she was asked one of those questions, you know, and she started going on a rant about inner city crime, and I think it was something like that, anyway. Yeah. And how, yeah, because she's an undercover cop, so she has actual opinions on the matter.
Okay.
And then after rambling on for a few seconds, she kind of just stopped and thought, and she got a look from one of the guys in the, like, her advisor or whatever, and she just stopped and said, world peace, and then everyone went,
So they are a bit ridiculous, is kind of what we're saying. Yeah,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. I think the Roses Trelee is a bit different, though, isn't it? As you were saying, unfortunately, it's not a beauty contest.
It's not. No, I have to say, I was really shocked last night when I was watching it. Like, I watched about four or five girls, regardless of what they, how they spoke, but like they were all, is it like all Irish girls of like Irish country descent are slightly overweight?
How slightly overweight are we talking?
Well, I don't know. I'd imagine those.
Couple of pounds, like, you're not talking like.
I'd imagine those dresses are pulled pretty tight now. They weren't exactly free of lumps and bumps. Do you not see them now?
Oh, that's a little. I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, I guess
it's like, you know, all these other beauty contests. People wouldn't think of entering them unless, you know, they're absolute babes. You know, had sexy bodies. We're good looking in general, you know, like the personality thing is superfluous.
So you're saying the Rose Tree doesn't have a swimsuit contest though?
thank god it doesn't, is all I'm saying. Oh my god.
Yeah, you would think they have a bit of personality about them, seeing as that's what they're supposedly there for. I guess, right?
That's the thing. Yeah, well, I suppose the thing about the Rose Tree is last night I found they weren't that good looking, but there was some of them, they were so dull, like they're just boring. One of them was like, oh my god, it's such a funny story. My mom met my father and they fell in love. And then they had me. Oh, I think that's a great story.
Hey, Dahi, they didn't seem to be picking up on Dahi O'Shea's sexual innuendo, did they?
Is this the American thing? Though, that they just have a kind of simple humour. Like, you know, because most of them are from the States, right?
Yeah, a few of them are, anyway.
Yeah, like, I like Doughty's humour in this, like, you know, he does try to throw in a bit of innuendo here and there.
Yeah, he's an improvement on previous hosts.
Yeah, like
Marty
exactly.
Whelan and Ray Darcy.
Yeah.
Tubbers, is he on it once, maybe?
He might have been, yeah. Now, I have to say, I'm not the biggest fan of your man Doughty now. Right, but I do think in that role, he's very good. And, like, he throws in a bit of innuendo, but none of the girls get it. They're all like, I'm going to be a nice girl and ignore it, or just like, who? It's one or the other.
Yeah. Actually, I think Doughty's gone out with a girl he met in the Rose Tree.
Did he? Is that? No way. They're getting married.
Maybe not
like.
This year.
He's engaged.
Not this year, but last year, the year before, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's engaged to some girl he met.
Yeah.
A contestant.
The other week, they passed Doughty off as being, oh, such a handsome man. He can have any girl he wants, you know?
Yeah.
He's that, like, Irish Kerry man Lothario. You know?
I read an article about Doughty before. And it was just like it's basically saying he knows exactly what he's doing, you know?
Yeah.
He's playing that character to appeal to the people who like Doughty, yeah?
Yeah.
He's a charming carryman.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he does, definitely.
Rough around the edges, a bit, you know?
Yeah.
A bit of a country stereotype, like, but.
I saw the girl he's getting married to on the Miriam McCallaghan show. Yeah. She interviewed them together.
Oh, he was on it as well?
Yeah, yeah, they were there together and, like, she was telling her stories again, like she was in the Rose Tree. Oh, I just rolled my eyes, like, shut up, you. And I was just like, Doughty, you can do better, mate. Like, you know, she was cute and all, like, but she wasn't special, like, you know?
What, do you think that Doughty's a handsome Lothario?
Well, the way everybody goes on about it, like, he annoys the fuck out of me most of the time, right? But apparently he can do better.
I'll have to check her out, I haven't seen her.
Yeah, you will. I don't even know her name. Do you know her name?
No. I guess you'd automatically think that, seeing as she's in a beauty pageant, she must be a good-looking girl, but you never know what the Rose Tree.
Rose Tree could be anything, yeah. Just like two people turned up to the thing, like the Detroit Rose. This black woman comes out.
You're joking.
I'm totally Irish, I swear.
You have a laugh. You serious?
No, I'm not serious. I'm just joking, like. But I just think that's funny, like.
Do you know that the escorts, the lads, right?
Yeah.
But first of all, I think they have to pay themselves to be there.
Yeah.
But also they go to boot camp, you know. Did you see this?
Are they told what to do and what to wear and how to act?
Well, that stuff. But then they're like going like assault courses and stuff like this.
They do not, do they? To prove their manliness.
For the training, like, yeah.
Like Nafina back in the day. And Fionn McCool.
I think there was like there's shots of them like lifting up, I don't know, wooden poles or something, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Scottish sport.
Not quite. Tossing the caber.
Something like that, yeah. I'm not sure I don't think they were tossing it, but they were, you know, picking it up to prove their strength.
Or their teamwork or something like
that. Yeah, that kind of thing. And they're all clad in their respective county jersey. Whatever county they happen to be from.
Oh, God. I want to cry.
Now back to the main issue, of course, was beauty pageants.
That was an awfully long little rant there. The Rose Tree. Yeah, beauty pageants. Like, do you think they over-sexualise women? And they ask too much of women?
No, I think that's a really
trick question. You can't over-sexualise a woman.
Yeah, it's all like a lot of bullshit, all that stuff, you know? It's just a bit of a laugh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure that those who do win and enter do some good stuff, I'm sure, like charity-wise and all that stuff. Yeah, so nothing. What harm is it doing, yeah?
So it's just a bit of fun, yeah.
Basically.
We're not going to have a load of... God, I don't know how to use a less offensive word than dykes. Feminists.
any of you who disagree with the Coyote and Kahuna's views on this matter, please email at bearbackandfeatherlight@yahoo.com.
Correct, yeah. You can also find us on Twitter @ Bear Feather. That's our name.
Bear spells B-A-U-R-E. Yes. As in bareback.
You.
And where else can they find us? Where can these man-hating dykes or... Where can they find us? Like?
CoyoteandKahuna.podomatic.com.
That's another place you can find us, yeah. As well as where you're finding us now. Bearbackandfeatherlight.blogspot.com.
Alright, this has kind of gone all over the place for a minute. Just the last thing on that, right? Recently, Miss Mexico was crowned only just a few months ago, back in March, I think, right? And she was all set to go to the Miss World competition. However, in the meantime, during her training, she signed a contract to fulfill certain criteria in that time. And unfortunately, she put on 6 pounds. So about 3 kilos in a couple of months after the pageant. She was duly stripped of her crown and told she could not go represent Mexico at Miss World.
You're right.
Correct. You beat me to it.
It's 6 pounds, 3 kilos.
It's less than 3 kilos.
Is it? Yeah. I didn't think it was that much.
Onwards and upwards for the Coyote Kahuna show.
Who is Miss World anyway at the moment? Any of this?
Is it Miss Venezuela?
Usually it is. It's usually India or Venezuela. Those two are pretty prominent in the Miss World scene.
I think Miss Venezuela may have won last year. She was a tall brunette, I believe.
Ireland's has had a Miss World before, as we all
have. Rosanna Davison, yeah.
Are you a fan?
Yes and no.
No?
I can't decide.
Is it because there might not be anything distinct about her that makes her more beautiful than anybody else?
Yeah. I don't think she's tall enough for me either.
Yeah, is she not that tall? I guess she wouldn't be, would she?
She doesn't look that tall, like, to me.
She's not proper model tall.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. When I look at these girls, I expect them to be borderline Amazonian, like.
I suppose we've only ever seen her in heels in college and stuff.
Yeah, but, that's, know, it,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's hard to tell how tall she really is.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Beauty pageants. Ladies, don't worry about it. It's just for us to ogle at.
Yeah. And good luck to all the roses this week. I'm sure they're all listening. Hopefully not.
This is exactly the kind of thing that could be turned out by the media if we put this off, like, you know that? And they could hear us shouting on, and they could, like, vilify us completely.
A good thing nobody knows who we are.
Thank God, yeah.
Well, that's for now, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough about beauty passions, is it?
I'm going to have to get rid of my coyote license plate. Anyway. Yeah, that's enough of beauty pageants for now. We're fed up with that.
Now it's on to our, what seems like a weekly start at this stage, dating advice or girl advice or...
Yeah.
Not so much advice, but just talking about...
How we deal with the
common,
ladies.
Prominent like, issues with yeah. ladies.
This is all the stuff that guys never hear about on the internet. You can never get a real like advice like this. I think we're a good resource, to be honest. Yeah.
Just cutting edge information here, people that are
like, think about it, right? You read Men's Health or any of those kind of magazines, they're just like, you know, get a ripped body, yeah, then you go out, like, you hit the club, and then when a girl looks at you, you go over and you, like, tell her what you want, and all that kind of bullshit,
yeah,
you know?
So basically, yeah, Men's Health or AskMen.com or whatever, yeah. It's like, how to get the girl. It's not how to get rid of the girl.
Right? Which is what we're going to talk about right now.
All right. I wouldn't mind ask why are we talking about this today.
I was just going to ask, why is this come into your head this week, Kahuna? Tell us. What's going on in the Kahuna?
I don't know whether I should be sharing all this information on the internet, but I guess I have to now at this stage, but I've already started over the last few weeks, so I might as well keep it going. I suppose it's not like she's listening.
Yeah, this is a real life experiment, like. Yeah, it's a natural experiment.
It's just an extension of the online dating experiment, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's following a natural progression. I think it'd be unfair to our listeners to cut them off that early.
All
right. Fair on her to cut her off that early, all right?
Yep.
Go on.
Basically, anyway, I think my current... Jesus Christ, can't even talk about this. I can't believe I think my current scenario... What's the word? Relationship's a bit strong, that's not the right word. My current romance, anyway.
Okay, yeah.
Has run its course.
Okay.
And it's time to move on.
After how many weeks?
6 weeks, 2 months, something like that.
That long, really?
I think it's been that long, yeah. Okay. Since the first date was early July. So, yeah, at least 6 weeks ago. Yeah, 7 weeks ago, maybe.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so I think at this stage, you know, it's time to cut things, break things off.
So, what's happened? Like, I remember you went into the internet dating saying that you weren't that interested in anything long term. You actually, not that you weren't even that interested, you didn't want anything long term at all. It was a short term,
the short term exercise. Like, yeah, just to see what would come of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, obviously, you think this girl is getting a bit too close or it's getting a bit too.
No, I don't know. I don't think.
Or is it just like you've had enough? You just want to distance
yourself.
Yeah,
I don't think I was letting it get too lovey-dovey or anything like that.
Yeah,
I don't think she was falling for me that really hard or anything like that. You know, it's just that I met her last Thursday. We went to the cinema, and even before I met up with her and I was waiting for her, I was kind of thinking this might be the last time I see her. You know, I don't know how keen I was.
Yeah. Okay.
Like you see all these other girls go by when you're waiting at the cinema, thinking, no, she's not bad. I wonder what she's like. It's the usual thing. Yeah, just like even when you're out in a club or something, in a bar, you're thinking, oh, I wonder what she's like. Same kind of thing. And then, so the date was all right. Could have been better. And then, we had a bit of a disagreement afterwards, it seems.
Oh, right.
As I was telling you earlier.
Yeah.
That she wanted me to go home with her, as you do.
Okay.
And then, I couldn't, though.
As a virile young man, said no.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, I couldn't actually do that.
Okay.
And I went home my own way. And she seemed kind of annoyed that I didn't go home with her, which is strange. Like,
she must have been really horny.
Obviously, she must have been enjoying what she was getting.
Yeah.
And then she wanted a piece of that Kahuna action.
She wants a piece of tube steak.
She wanted the big Kahuna, you could say. And obviously, that was just, I couldn't do it, though. I couldn't go over. So it just seemed annoying to me because I couldn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's just one thing. We got into this little argument, and we kind of started being really short with each other, and then the conversation ended, like, texting back and forth, and then that was it. And I haven't spoken to her now in about 4 days. Anyway, so basically, it's like, how do I tell her? Or do we just break off contact with her and not text her back if she texts me? Or do I actually just say to her, it's been a fun run, but... As I'm sure you can all tell, I've been actually pretty uncomfortable talking about this for the last couple of minutes, because it's a bit like, what if she actually does hear this someday?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty. It's kind of not cool talking about somebody who's actually a real life person on the internet. But anyway, well now that I've actually gotten through that, we can talk about the actual issue.
All right. Okay. Right. I'm trying to think of most times, like when I've been in a relationship, right? You grow apart and you're a little bit distant. You know, you're not texting each other with as much interest anymore, and it's just like, where's this going? Probably nowhere.
you know?
Yeah.
And then it does just eventually, you're just a bit, eh. And then the conversation comes up and it's like,
yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, the two times I've had to properly break up with someone, that's basically how it was, how it went, you know, after a year or two. It was kind of like, I wasn't texting with as much enthusiasm, and, you know, I was kind of, or as often, I was a bit shorter, I wasn't that bothered, like, and then, but I guess the situation is different, because I've either had long relationships or really short ones where you can kind of just not text them anymore, and it's no biggie.
Okay.
Or you can just tell, or you can just say to them, you know, I'm not really that interested in a relationship or anything, and just end it. But this is kind of a medium, not even a medium length, but it's a bit longer, you know, a couple of months.
Yeah.
I'm talking to her for a couple of months.
Yeah, you've seen her for enough times.
Yeah, I've seen her like pretty at least 10 times, which is quite a lot.
That it kind of means that she deserves a bit of...
more respect, proper send-off. Yeah.
Yeah. By send-off, do you mean you want to get your bit once more and then you go, here, listen, we're done?
No, exactly. I have to see her again.
So, okay, alright, so you don't even want to see her to do it? So you're talking about...
Oh, you're thinking the noble way would be to meet up and tell her in person?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's what I would do, probably, yeah.
People do that.
How many times have you seen her?
I don't know, 10?
10, 12 times. I think that's enough to...
Really? I wasn't expecting to say that.
You thought you could get away with, like, just a cheeky text, like, we're done. Smiley face.
Welcome to Dumpsville, yeah.
Yeah. Population, you.
But, I don't know. I think texting has become a bit more... prominent in the breaking up department these days.
It has, definitely. Yeah.
I think it used to be just a case of you'd only text if it was really, really short term.
Yeah.
You know? And, you should always break up with someone in person or whatever.
Yeah.
Or a phone call even, you know.
Yeah.
But now
I think a phone call is even worse than a text.
Really?
Yeah.
It could be, yeah.
It's just weird, just like... Yeah, this really isn't working out for me. Yeah, and then she starts talking on the other end, and you're just like, "Yeah, I'm sorry."
I'm not interested in anything you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not even listening. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
What if you met them in person and you had that same thing? What if you said you didn't really feel like seeing her anymore, and she started crying in front of you, and you're just like, "This is awkward," you know? I think I'm going to go.
Just be like,
"I think it's time for me to walk away right now." Yeah, when they're crying.
Her head is just in tears in her hands, like sitting on at the table, and you're just like, yeah, so
I think I'm gonna go. I actually got a date in like an hour.
So actually, I've kind of decided what you're gonna do. Like, you're just gonna text her, is it?
I'm not gonna send her an out of the blue text
that
says, hey, you know, because we haven't talked in a few days. I'm gonna probably get into some kind of conversation with her. She'll probably say, oh, do you feel like meeting up or something, or what you want to do something this weekend? I'd be like, I probably have to you know, suck it up and say something. Or else I'll just give in and go anyway, just to...
Yeah.
And just, you know, implement some kind of fade out over the next couple of weeks, you know?
You see, I'm kind of a fan of the fade out.
Because as I gradually see her less and less.
Yeah, as the weeks pass. Yeah. Then she realizes something's wrong. And then I don't have to deal with the awkward conversation where it's like, yeah, look, I really like you a lot, but it's just not what I'm looking for right now. I don't have to say those words.
Yeah.
I'm perfectly happy with someone saying them to me because I don't give a shit. Like, especially at that stage. So I'm happy to kind of let it drift and let them do all the shovel all the shit, you know?
Well, I think last Thursday night, I think that's what I finally got, you know? If I was looking for a way out, I basically had it. Yeah, okay. We had some stupid little argument about nothing, like, and she was annoyed about nothing, like, you know? And it's kind of like, well, if this is the way it's going to be about something as small as this, like, and as insignificant as this, and then forget it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I think she probably thinks now that I'm annoyed about all that.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't be surprised that, if it came to nothing there. I remember even a few weeks ago when she was calling me or texting me, you know, late at night when she was pretty drunk, and I was at home trying to get me to come out and see her, and I was like, you know, you're a bit drunk, so probably not the best thing to do. And she texted me after the weekend was over and said, oh, you probably want to disown me now, you know, after all that. And I was kind of, you know, at that stage I was kind of like, I know, you're okay, no worries. Like, if this happened now, it would be like, kind of like, yeah, you know. I don't know. So basically, you're saying the best way to dump some girl, you know? To kick her to the curb is to tell her in person. If it's been this long. If it's been, like, let's say 10 dates or more or something. Probably even less than 10 dates.
I do think if it is, if you've seen them more than 10 times, I think it has to be done face-to-face, right? But that face-to-face doesn't have to be very quickly. You can just slow down in the texts. You guys drift apart. You know? All of a sudden she's thinking, like, oh, yeah, he's obviously not that into me, blah, blah. Maybe it's not, like, what I thought it was. And then, before you know it, hey, Presta, you're meeting up next time. And, like, she's just like, what's wrong?
Yeah. And also, she might not be as into you anymore as well if you start acting like that.
Correct.
Which means it won't hurt her as much.
Exactly.
When you do.
Yeah.
When you do say it.
So the fade-out, in my opinion, is definitely the way to go.
Is it time-consuming, though?
It doesn't have to be. You can just keep her on the back burner there all you want.
Yeah.
You know, you may have to send a few extra texts here and there, like, but...
One thing I could do is actually just...
Like, you could be on a date with another girl and could still just send her the text. You know, just say, oh yeah, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. See you later. Yeah.
That's one thing I could do. I could kind of, you know, I could just keep saying to her that, oh, I'm busy, I can't do anything this week, you know, it's a bad day for me, whatever.
Yeah.
And then gradually, you know... Be like, oh, this obviously isn't working out, you know, there's no time for us to meet up.
Yeah.
And I'm out, I'm free.
Yeah, and no one gets hurt.
Exactly, right?
But, so, fade out, way to go. Like.
That's it. Ladies and gents, even for this is advice for the ladies too, I'm sure, like, they can fade their guy out as well.
Exactly, this is advice for everyone, yeah. This is, nobody gets hurt this way, I don't think, you know. You may, like, be a bit down for a bit, but, like, at least it's not, like...
It's not a sudden impact of being told... Yeah. When you think that you're in a really happy, you know, fledgling romance, you know, that you could last forever, that all of a sudden it's like, you know, I'm out, you're done, fuck off. Like,
it's not that punch in the face, like.
Yeah.
I've heard funny stories, you know, of guys having seen girls only two or three times, you know, and they're back in their house. I've heard this one story that's very funny. It's about a guy, he was back with this girl, I think he'd seen her a couple of times, been out with her, kind of, frequently over a couple of weeks, you know, maybe once, twice a week, you know, they were sleeping together, whatever, and anyway, he brought her back to his apartment or his house, wherever he was staying, right, and he did the business, but the next morning, right, he just started screaming at her, get out, picked up her clothes. Or no, didn't even pick up her clothes, right? Grabbed her, right? Threw her out the front door while she was butt naked and just closed the door.
Why did he do this?
She must have said something. I don't know. To piss him off. And he's a bit of a nut job, apparently.
Where was it? Was it here?
Yeah. In Dublin.
In town?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. What?
It's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, that's bananas, right?
Yeah. Maybe she did say something. Maybe she said something offensive to him.
Yeah, maybe they're having an argument, or maybe she just wouldn't get the fuck out.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she just wanted to cling on and hang in there for the whole day. You know,
hang out.
Or something, when he was just, eventually, just like...
He snapped.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. She wouldn't leave, you know?
Yeah, so that's kind of the wrong way to do things, I think.
That's another extreme, yeah.
So there you have it. If you're looking to get rid of a girl, gradually stop texting her, and then eventually she'll get the message.
And if you managed to listen for this long, geez, fair play to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's you, yeah.
That was hard going even for us, and we're the ones doing the talking. Anyway, things will liven up now, surely. We have to grind my gears, I think.
It is my favourite part of the week. It's all the things we love to hate in just a minute.
And you are back with the Coyote and the Kahuna. And now it's time for, as the intro just said, grind my gears. Coyote, what have you got for us this week?
Drunk parents with their kids. Fucking piss me off. No end.
Obviously, you've had some experience with this over there.
I did have an experience, yeah, right. I know it's kind of an Irish tradition. I think you've even heard Dara Breen talking about it. Where the Irish family, they like to go out for their carvery dinner in the afternoon down in the pub.
Sunday afternoons?
Sunday afternoon in the pub with the family.
Watch a bit of football as well on TV?
Exactly, yeah. Guys get their pints or whatever. The ladies get, I don't know, their West Coast cooler or whatever crap they drink. Or their glass of Chardonnay or fruit-based beverage. But they brought the kids down as well. And the parents proceed to get drunk, right? The kids are given, I don't know, about 10 small pub-sized bottles of Lucozade and a couple of packets of crisps to sustain them for the day, which means they're full of sugar. The parents are perfectly happy they're getting drunk, telling the kids, would you fuck off outside and go for a run? Play outside with your mates, will you? Right? And the kids are just hyped up on sugar no end. They're running around and they just wreck everybody's heads. Screaming all over the place, you know, while the parents are inside having drinks. And then, right, when the night's over, they come into the off-license. Yeah, so this did happen during the week. they come into the off-license, right? And they're just like, oh, we're not quite full of drink yet, yeah. We need a little bit more. We get a bottle of wine or some Bujals, will we? But they bring the entire fucking family in with them, like, you know? And especially if it's like two or three families together, they'll have about 10 kids running around. And they'll all be in the shop. Oh, I want those sweets. I want those sweets. Can I get a bottle of Coke? Because they're all still hyped up on sugar. And the parents are still standing there, like, happy as Larry, locked. No, no, shut up. Go away, go away, go away. What'll we get? We get a bottle, will we? Yeah, this is a bottle of vodka, you know? Not only is it bad, like, for the kids' behaviour, like, I don't blame them for acting up, like, but when they see their parents going around drunk, what are they going to turn out to be? They're going to be drunks, like. They've got no hope.
How do they get to the pub? Do they drive? Or they walk? How do they get there? How do you get home?
There's usually one sober person, I think. I have seen this. It's usually, like, the mother, it's usually the designated driver. But the old fella gets locked. It changes, like, you know, but especially if there's, like, more, that's probably why they organise it in families. So, you know, one member of one family can drive everyone else home, you know, so everyone has to have a good time and it kind of moves around, you know, I'm going to have a few drinks today. Yeah,
rotation policy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay. I'm sure it just happens naturally, like, but this is what happens. This is like, what chance do these bloody kids have? You know, they're running around screaming, oh, look at that blue shit, Powerade, delicious. You know, they just love the fucking colour of it. And you see them going in, it's just like, look at that wicked, I tasted that before. Do you remember when I had a bit of that? The parents have given them this shit, you know, probably just to calm them down and put them to sleep.
I've always had a supple of it at some point in their lives. I'm sure you had a sip of alcohol when you were a youngster.
You were offered a bit of Guinness at Christmas, but that was it, like. Just a sip, like, you know. Yeah. You weren't given fucking wicked.
Not a whole Bujala wicked.
Yeah, exactly. 5 years old. Fucking electric blue, alcoholic, vodka-based drink. Like. Vodka and sugar mixed together in a bottle. Giving that to your kids. It happens, like, and it's just really pissing me off. I'm just like, number one, the kids are really fucking annoying because the parents aren't around to keep them in line. And number two, the kids are going to end up, like their fucking parents, drunks because they've been raised around alcohol.
So Mr. and Mrs. Coyote didn't bring you to the
afternoon lunch? No, they didn't. No.
Either Mr. and Mrs. Kahuna didn't bring me to the pub for for Sunday lunch.
They
brought me,
out for dinner, but they didn't drink.
Yeah, not for drinks. Like,
yeah. Douchebags.
And I really did go on New Year's.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a hickey before?
No, I haven't. When I was a kid, I always wanted one. I was always just like, how come girls aren't doing this to me? When I saw other people with them, you know, and we were about 15. And then, like, I've kind of grown up now, and I'm just like, oh my God, fucking trash. But what do you think? Yeah, hickeys, they get on your nerves?
I think I got to feel the same way. Maybe when I was in my later teen years, I might have been thinking, oh, I wish, you know, I wouldn't mind getting one of them, just maybe one time, just to have that stamp of, I have been with a girl. Yeah. But
like the quality mark, like
I am an experienced individual, you know, when it comes to the ladies. But now, definitely. I don't think I got a couple there a week or two ago.
Oh yeah,
not where you can see them, but like on my chest, whatever. Right,
on your willy.
I wish on my willy, but no.
Oh God!
But
where did you get them?
My chest already hurt. But no, just on my chest.
Okay, kind of, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or shoulders or something like that. And it kind of got me thinking, I don't think I'd ever gotten one before.
Yeah.
Definitely not in a prominent place anyway. where it could be seen. Like, I remember, yeah. I didn't have to wear a polo neck for a week at our
I always thought that was very funny in school, you know, you have fucking 16-year-olds coming in, like, and their collars are up and shit. Like, yeah. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
I'm wearing, oh, yeah, there was this one girl who I knew, she was forever wearing a fucking scarf. Because she was an absolute little slut who had hickeys all over her bleeding neck.
Is that what, did she get her scarf whipped off, or so all the hickeys would be on show?
No, you could see one of them if it kind of fell down, you could see her neck, you know, and so she just pulled it up again, you know, she'd be pulling it up all day.
It's not very attractive if you see a girl with a hickey.
No, it's not.
Especially now, at our age.
It's a fucking horrible guy, I mean, sucking on her, like.
Yeah, that's what it is, like, just, like, sucking and, and half biting.
Yeah.
Yeah, on a spot for 10 seconds or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to leave this bruise mark, pretty much.
Yeah, like, that's what it is. It's just a bruise.
Yeah, like. Usually if I was in and out of the shower at home, you know, I'd walk around shirtless. But then I was a bit more conscious that I didn't put a t-shirt on going into the bathroom, coming out of the bathroom, because there's like three bite marks on my chest.
Nice.
So, hickeys, I think that was a one-time experiment. I won't be doing that again.
Okay.
If that was the one time, I think it was. Maybe a previous girlfriend gave me one at some point. I can't remember. But
yeah, so hickeys, not cool.
No, pretty much not.
To grind your gears.
Yeah, so no more hickeys for the kahuna. Sorry, ladies.
Teeth out, like, yeah. All right, something I noticed this week, actually, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about, would you hand money in if you found it?
Oh, yeah.
And I was very much yes, and you were very much no. Right.
Depends how much. If I found,
No, surely it's like the more you find, the better, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just think as a good example, like, you have the Japanese people, right? After the tsunami, basically, in all the rubble and the debris, as people are starting to go through it, people are starting to find cash and safes and stuff. So what started happening is the Japanese are handing this cash in. $78 million US has been handed in to try and find this rifle owner.
So they would be given back to the businesses that owned it, or the banks that had it? Or
not even the businesses, like the people. Like the individuals, houses and stuff. Like,
you know? Oh, right, okay.
So I just thought that was quite cool. Like, fair play in the Japanese.
Like, grind your gears, is it?
You may be a godless people, but you still have souls.
Yeah, I suppose that's right. Like, a lot of people, especially having gone through what they went through, you know, they'd be kind of... they'd be happy to find money.
Yeah, looting and shit like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
for sake of London.
Trying to cling on. Yeah, exactly.
They didn't even have anything. They were still robbing shops.
They're trying to cling on to whatever they could find to help themselves in their time of... in this hard time for them, you know. But, so pretty respectable to be handed in to the authorities.
I thought I'd throw that in just to balance out the grinds my gears.
Yeah, you know, it's not all doom and gloom in this world. You know?
No, it's not.
It's not all hickeys and drunk parents, you know. Just there's some good going on, too.
Anything else got on your nerves this week?
Yeah, it's just something about Facebook, you know. Yeah. When middle-aged people talk about it...
Oh, God.
I cringe at when people say, just like, well, I'm in work and some of the guys I work with who are older than me are on Facebook, you know. I'm not necessarily friends with them or anything, but they're on it. And they're talking about pictures that they have and all this stuff. And it's just like, you guys are grown men, you know.
Yeah.
Stop talking about this stuff, you know, in public where I'm associated with you people and their customers listening in. I could be completely blown out of proportion, but it just seems like, I think Facebook should be something that's kept confined to your own computer, and whatever happens online stays online. You don't go talking about it.
It's not a conversation topic, it should count as its own little conversation.
Oh, did you see that photo I still got on YouTube, on Facebook, you know?
This guy, right, came into me in the off license. I've spoken to him once or twice, but apparently now he thinks we're best mates. Because he was going, oh yeah, my sister, she was over there at Balls Bridge, and she was in like one of those coffee places, like Insomnia or something. And she met the whole Irish team. She got great photos, you know. Oh, you should see the photos. Oh, bleeding brilliant. So impressive. Like, oh, they're amazing. They're great stuff. Yeah. You should have a look there, yeah. Her name's Michelle XYZ. And I was just like, oh, for God's sake, Facebook. Like, leave me alone.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't give a shit. Look, if I come across it, I'll be impressed. You don't have to go, like, look at my Facebook page. It's amazing.
That's basically what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to explain
why I cringe so much when people talk about it.
Yeah.
It just seems like, is this something you should keep to yourself at home, you know? If you're talking to somebody on Facebook or something happened that's humorous, write it on the fucking page, you know, don't go...
Yeah. You don't have to go like
shouting out across a crowded pub, oh, just see that photograph.
Or even like, oh my god, check that status update out.
Make sure to give it a like.
Yeah. Yeah, mind you, I have said that to you once or twice, because I have.
That's different though.
Yeah. Alright.
What else we got? You got anything else?
Not really that much, actually. I just have loads of little tidbits, like.
A couple of rapid fire things to finish off the show.
Yeah, Hillary is up the duff. The news that Hillary Duff is now pregnant with her not that long time husband.
Married for a year, maybe?
Yeah, he's an American hockey player, anyway. I think he plays for the Bruins.
Stanley Cup champions?
I think he does, yeah. Anyway, she's 23 and a babe. He's 30 years old and unattractive.
What's that, he's elephantitis, don't you say?
I would get
a real condition. In fact, it is.
It is what I said, but I don't know if I could be that serious about it. But I'm just like, oh my god, here's this absolute fucking blonde Lizzie McGuire babe.
You like her, right? Yeah?
Oh yeah, I like Hilary Duff.
I thought she'd be the type that you would think had a few pounds, like, too many pounds going on.
No, you see, she looks that way, but I'm aware that she doesn't, you know? She actually probably has a tight body, it's just her body shape.
Yeah, big boned kind of thing.
Yeah, that makes her look like that, yeah. I reckon she's got probably a tight bod, like. Which I'm kind of down with.
Well, I suppose more recently she's been in, I don't think it's even been that recent, but she was in Gossip Girl for a little while. She looked pretty good in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Playing a more age-appropriate character.
Yeah, Hilary Duff's a little babe, like. And...
What did the rivalry used to be? Was it Hilary Duff and Lindsay Lohan?
I have no idea.
As in, like, who did people think was better looking? That's to say Hilary Duff now, anyway.
Oh, definitely Hilary Duff. Yeah. I love Lindsay Lohan back in the day, but Jesus Christ, the last 5 years has been a fucking
like a mean Girls kind of time.
Mean Girls, yeah. You know, there's another girl who looked like she had a few extra pounds on her, you know?
You think?
In Mean Girls? Yeah.
Oh, yes, she wasn't super skinny in Mean Girls.
She wasn't super skinny, but, like, at the same time, you knew she wasn't fat. I was just like, yeah, she's hot, like, you know?
Yeah.
Am I right? I think I'm right.
Yeah, she's pretty hot in that film.
Yeah, she was, definitely. Yeah,
everyone would agree.
Yeah.
That was the height of her...
And she didn't look super skinny in it. She just looked normal. Yeah, she was just like... Bangable. Yeah. Put a word on it.
So Hilary Duff's pregnant. Anyway, that was the big news of the week.
Yeah.
What else we got? People would... I was talking to this Spanish woman in work over the last couple of times over the weekend, because she was in once or twice, and she was trying to speak English to me.
Yeah.
Because she was here doing an English class for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And foreign accents speaking English isn't attractive, I don't think.
No.
It's not that I have a problem with foreigners speaking English.
Yeah, you love foreigners.
It's just the accent. I mean, it's not, unless they're maybe French, you know, their accents just aren't. They're just not pulling off the English language very well.
When they talk to you, and you're like, do you talk to them in pidgin English after that?
Maybe a little bit.
You break it down a bit, like, yeah.
I think you can quickly figure out someone's level, and then whether you need to speak to them in pidgin English or not.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Chinese guy I work with, he's worked with him for about 8 years, and I still speak pidgin English to him.
You're going around block, and you're going to
the spot. He was talking about, we're talking about currencies and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how it came up. He said something about, I don't know. We're talking about current. When I was talking to him, I'd pronounce the word dollar. Dara. Because Dara. I knew that he'd know exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, Dara, sure. Yeah. And then he didn't even think of it. He didn't think anything of it, like it was a racial slur or anything.
Oh my god.
This is how you pronounce the word Dara.
That's hilarious. One thing, right, though. Do you ever notice if you go to some countries and you try and speak their language and you get it wrong, they'll just go like, no, 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 I will speak English. Shut up. You're ruining my language.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, fuck them. They come over here and expect us to be all like, oh, yeah, yeah, welcome to our country, yeah. How can I break my language down for you to make it any easier for you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Would you like me to draw you a map as well as verbal directions?
Do you think they should acknowledge your... efforts to try and speak French or whatever it is.
Definitely, yeah. I've been to France and, like, I've tried to speak French and it was coming out very slowly because I was gradually getting the words together in my head and I was just like, hang on. And they were just like,
like we were trying to talk in French, then I said something in French that took a little bit longer, and then he just started talking English.
Well, I think that's the way that works, is that you try to speak French to them, they appreciate your effort, then they realize, then they say, actually, you know, I speak English. So, you know.
No, well, that wasn't it. Like
in this instance, it was more of a, he's fed up trying, he's fed up with your crap French.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah.
Because like, sometimes, I remember when, like, one time.
Don't speak our language unless you're going to do it right.
I remember when I was.
I was like, fuck you!
I was in Nice on my own, while we're on the subject, and I was going from hotel to hotel trying to find a room at the very last minute. It was pretty late in the day.
Yeah.
And then I'd walk in saying, I can't even remember now because my French, this is like 4 years ago, my French is even worse since. But just like, oh, how much is a room, or do you have a room? Whatever. Yeah. And then they just, like, they would kind of acknowledge that, okay, nice try, you know, but let's speak English now, I speak English. I was like, oh, thanks. Yeah.
Okay.
As if.
Thank God, yeah.
They appreciated my attempts, but, you know,
yeah.
They spoke English, so it was all good.
Because
it goes both ways.
Yeah. I think we're getting near that time of the week where...
Time to say goodbye.
Time to say goodbye.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
La, da, 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 da.
I think we've overrun.
La, da, da, da.
We've overrun our course a little bit longer.
You're meant to keep talking there and do the outro while I did that in the background.
And yeah, just one last thing before we go. Conquer your fear. That's put off when I came. And remember, folks, conquer your fear, and I promise you will conquer death.
Oh God.